State Farm agent, so we have a rate that fits our budget.
All right. Do you think our agent can bring us an air mattress?
For surprisingly great rates that fit any budget, call State Farm agent Chris Stanton in Baraboo today.
Individual premiums and budgets will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Don Larson Superstore.
Hey, this is Scott Larson from Don Larson Chevrolet Buick GMC in Baraboo. Our GM-certified pre-owned vehicles include a 172-point inspection, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, plus two scheduled maintenance visits. See us in person or online at donlarson.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. See dealer for details.
Don Larson Superstore, just get more.
At Nautical Coffee Company, we're all about creating an experience that fuels your soul. We're turning up the volume with live music, a perfect pairing with our delicious lattes. Hungry for more? Our menu boasts a delightful array of breakfast favorites prepared fresh and deliciously satisfying. And the best part? We're right in the heart of downtown Baraboo, making it the perfect spot to gather with friends and embrace the vibrant energy of the city. We can't wait to see you at Nautical Coffee Company. It's a vibe.
Looking for a new place to live? Do yourself a favor. Think realtor. A real estate agent with this word behind their name has the right to be proud of it. Becoming a realtor requires a person to meet rigid business standards and pledge to the highest code of ethics. A realtor qualifies for your trust in all respects, and that's what you want when searching for your new place to call home. Select Bunbury and Associates Realtors at 123 4th Street in Baraboo. They've met the standards in all respects, and you'll find they're the ones you can trust.
When you're looking for life insurance coverage, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have you covered.
With Tricor, it's all about building relationships with people so that they realize that I am trustworthy and knowledgeable. My job is to figure out what they need, who they are. Insurance is stressful, and if we can take the stress out of that for them, that's what we're here for.
Tricor and Auto Owners Insurance are dedicated to helping you understand your life insurance options. Visit TricorInsurance.com to find an agent near you.
Donrick Insurance is now Tricor.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. A cloudy day for tomorrow, rain possible in the afternoon, high mid-40s. Maybe a dusting of snow later tomorrow night. Sunshine returns for Thursday, mixed with some clouds, cooler, high mid-30s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 29 degrees.
165 years, generations of honest local banking from Baraboo State Bank. Built on a foundation of excellent customer service, Baraboo State Bank has been an integral part of our special community since 1857. With many convenient branch locations and modern online banking where you can manage your accounts, apply for loans, or get pre-approved for your new car or dream home at competitive rates. Trust Baraboo State Bank to deliver on their promise of banking better together. Baraboo State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where your halftime score is Madison Edgewood 41, Baraboo 13. Here the Chuck a Duck promotion just took place at the half, and Athletic Director Jim Langkamp, with one of his more glamorous duties, bringing out the broom to sweep up all the rubber ducks on the basketball floor so we can get ready for the second half. Before we get to the statistics, Christy, we talked a little bit about how the playoff pairings, seedings have been announced. What would you like to tell us?
All right, we go into tournament action as early as next week. We have a number of teams that are going to play on Tuesday night. Number 11 and the 11 seed, excuse me, Portage is going to play the number 6 seed, La Crosse Central, at La Crosse Central. Your Thunderbirds are going to go to Sparta and play the 7 seed. We are seeded number 10. 9th seed Mount Horeb is going to play at number 8 seed Delavan Darien. And Stoughton will be playing at Fort Atkinson. And then on Friday, Sauk and Reedsburg both had a bye, and they get to play each other. Sauk is going to play at Reedsburg on Friday night, and then the winners of those other games will play on Friday night as well. Number 1, McFarland, is going to play the winner of the Mount Horeb-Delavan-Darien team.
Well, we talked from the very first broadcast, and of course at that time it seemed like way too early to discuss, but it is a new format this year. We talked about how the old format where they had the sort of the seeding pod system with it, the playoff pods, those are out. So now the placement games are out. Now we're just doing top to bottom pairings, you know, top versus bottom for the most part.
You know, and honestly, I think we went back to that because that's
right.
What we were doing
yeah,
in the
pod
past,
thing
to be
was
perfectly
new.
Honest.
Right. They tried the placement games in the pods and decided to go back to your more traditional top-to-bottom tournament seeding approach.
And I like that. I think that works well, and I hope that WIA officials think it works well, too.
Well, Christy, let's talk about our leading scorers for the first half, if you don't mind. Once again, I'm Ben Bromley, joined by Christy Feld. We're a couple of minutes away from the second half here at Baraboo High School, where Edgewood leads the Thunderbirds 41-13.
You know, and one of the things we talked about at the beginning of this game, Ben, was balanced scoring, and Edgewood, with 41 points, has balanced scoring for that 41 points. Freshman Anna Miller has 8. Marin Schmatzer has 8 points. Zana Ganowick has 6. Maya Tomlinson came off the bench and popped in 2 threes and a 2 for 8. Beanie Thompson has 6. And Aaron Schauer has 5. And for your Baraboo Thunderbirds, Caitlin Frank is perfect at the free throw line, 3 for 3. She also has 3 2-point buckets for 9 points. Deja White has 2 points. Maddie Gilbert has 2 points. We didn't get a lot of scoring opportunities, to be perfectly honest with you, tonight. Mostly because we had a tough time
just getting across midcourt,
breaking the press.
For sure. We'll be back with the second half after this on 99.7 Max FM.
165 years, generations of honest local banking from Baraboo State Bank. Built on a foundation of excellent customer service, Baraboo State Bank has been an integral part of our special community since 1857. With many convenient branch locations and modern online banking where you can manage your accounts, apply for loans, or get pre-approved for your new car or dream home at competitive rates. Trust Baraboo State Bank to deliver on their promise of banking better together. Baraboo State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Are you struggling with an addiction that is tearing you apart from your family? Looking for a group of people that relate and can support you in your battle with addiction? Learn more about our faith-based recovery program, Transformed, at Freedom in Christ Church at 409 4th Street, Baraboo. We meet every Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 6:30 p.m.
To learn more about times, locations, and services, go to ficachurch.org. That's F-I-C-A church.org.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School. I am Ben Bromley, joined by Christy Feld. We are delighted to be with you live tonight at Baraboo High School, where the host Thunderbirds trail their guests, the Madison Edgewood Crusaders, 41-13. We're just a few seconds away from action here in the second half. Christy, we talked a little bit about how Baraboo, the Thunderbirds, struggled with that full court pressure that the Crusaders applied, and also they applied a multifaceted offensive approach. Lots of able scorers out there on the floor.
For Madison Edgewood.
For Edgewood.
Absolutely.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely.
It's going to be Baraboo basketball as we get underway. Caden's Funmakers ready to inbound from the sideline.
You know, we played a number of teams, too, that have a one- or two-person team that you have to pay attention to. With Madison Edgewood, when it's five people out there, you better pay attention to every single one.
Exactly right. Caitlin Franks on the dribble as the Thunderbirds look to get off to a nice start here in the second half. Caden's Funmaker is going to start by firing a 3. Top of the key, no good. Deja White nearly came away with the offensive rebound, but instead Marin Schmatzer's got it. And she finds Miller. Layup, right-hand side, no good. Gets her own rebound, finds Beanie Thompson. Thompson feeds Schmatzer, left side. She kisses it in off the glass for 2. And she's into double digits early in the second half. Thunderbirds looking to answer. Caden's Funmaker dribbles around the right elbow. Hands to Frank, right wing for three. Off the front iron, no good. Rebound to Moskow. Here come the Crusaders. Moskow hands to Schmatzer. Schmatzer to Beanie Thompson, right wing. She's looking to penetrate. Picks up her dribble. Kicks it out. That's Miller. Three-pointer from the left wing. Off the rim, no good. Rebound is tied up between White and Schmatzer. It's going to stay with the Crusaders.
Boy, and there's one thing you can see when you're watching Edgewood play. They aren't standing still for 1 second. Everybody's moving. Everybody's active.
Edgewood inbounds, sets up its half-court offense. They find Moskow for three. Left wing, no good. And we got a foul on the floor. Oh, I think they got Caden Funmaker based on her incredulous reaction.
That's going to be Katie's third incredulous reaction.
Indeed, the Crusaders are going to inbound from the baseline underneath their own basket. They lead by 30. They set up their half-court offense. Thunderbirds remain man-to-man. There's a nice effort by Caitlin Frank, forcing a steal out of the hands of Thompson, but Crusaders somehow managed to grab it, swing it around. Three-point look left wing
wow.
for Erin Schauer is good. That's her second triple of the game. Edgewood 46, Baraboo 13. Under 16 and a half minutes to go in this Badger small conference matchup. Thunderbirds find Deja White, right block, shot no good. They got her in a good spot, she couldn't finish. Gniewick on the run, I should say Thompson on the run for the Crusaders.
Oh, nice.
Miller grabs the offensive rebound and draws a foul. See who they get for this one.
Caitlin Frank will pick up her third.
Thunderbirds with some foul trouble here early in the second half. Marin Schmatzer kicks it out. Crusaders work it around the perimeter. They find Schmatzer again, right block, working on White. Whirling and scoring off the glass with the left hand. Marin Schmatzer putting on a clinic in low post play tonight.
She is. She's fun to watch, that's for sure.
On the other end, Caitlin Frank gives to Maddie Gilbert. She finds Katie Funmaker. Picks up her dribble near the top of the key. Finds Leah Hess down on the left block. She'll dribble out. Looking for a teammate. Ball is stolen away. Erin Schauer with the defensive effort. Looking to score on the other end. No good. Beanie Thompson grabs a rebound. Her shot is blocked by Leah Hess, but she gathers. And Edgewood will reload. And we're going to have a timeout. Crusaders are going to take a timeout and sort of restart this possession. That'll give us a chance to remind you of the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance and Tricor, Don Larson Superstore, SSM Health, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings. In other varsity action at Baraboo High School this week, girls hockey will have a regional versus Sun Prairie West right here at home at Pierce Park Pavilion on Thursday night. Boys hockey, as we speak, is taking on Middleton down at the Capital Ice Arena tonight. Boys basketball is on the road, taking on the Eagles in Sauk Prairie tonight. They will host Edgewood on Friday. Join John Gunnell and I for that broadcast Friday night. And wrestling has sectional action at West Salem this week. Crusaders inbound from the sideline, set up their offense. They find Schmatzer. She's working on Deja White. There's another left-hand kiss off the glass.
Nice.
The Crusaders have found something they like there in the matchup of 6 foot 2 inch post players. Marin Schmatzer operating with the left hand on Deja White. Now White's posting up. She wants to return the favor on the other end of the floor. Can the T-Birds find her? Funmaker's on the left wing, looking to drive. Throws up a floater over Schmatzer. No good, but draws a foul. Funmaker is going to shoot a pair.
Marin Schmatzer will pick up her second for Edgewood. First team for the second half.
Funmaker's free throw is a swish. She is on the board. We've got a couple of subs coming in. Maya Tomlinson and Anna Miller. They're going to replace Erin Schauer and Marin Schmatzer.
Boy, wrestling, state wrestling is next weekend, so
right.
They're getting...
Only a week away.
Getting close.
And, of course, for girls action, Christy and I will be right back here on Thursday night when the Thunderbirds host Stoughton.
Man, you're busy every night this week.
Except for Valentine's, thank goodness.
Well, I hope you're busy on Valentine's.
I won't be broadcasting, that's for sure. That'll keep me out of the doghouse. Funmaker's second free throw was good. She's got a pair.
Doesn't mean you're not going to be busy.
My Wednesday night activities will not be broadcast. Anna Miller finds Tomlinson on the other end. Over to Foley, who has recently re-entered the game. Miller with a nice looking pass to Tomlinson. She scores over Bianca Brown and draws a foul. Maya Tomlinson continues to pour it in off the bench. She's in double digits. And got a free throw coming. For the Thunderbirds, we'll get our first look at Peyton Stelzer. She'll check in and replace Leah Hess. Stelzer's one of several T-Bird underclassmen who played in the JV game and will get double duty here playing varsity as well. Looking to complete the three-point play. Tomlinson sinks the free throw. She's got 11. And it's Edgewood 53, Baraboo 15, 14 and a half to go. Caitlin Frank on the dribble drive gives to Funmaker. Funmaker working on Ganiewicz. Gets all the way to the lane. Shoots, misses, but draws a foul. Caitlin's Funmaker getting aggressive on the offensive end here in the second half.
She's going to take it to the hoop. Aaron Schauer picks up her third for Edgewood. Oh, excuse me, 22.
Come on, Mr.
They're
Hess.
Changing.
Don't lead us astray. Funmaker continues to swish her free throws. She's 3 for 3. And we get a substitution for the Crusaders. Faust comes in. Macy Faust replaces Lily Moshkow.
I thought that was one of the things we weren't supposed to say. Three for three from the line.
Oh, I jinxed it, didn't I? Okay,
yeah.
This one's on
right.
me. Free throws in the air, and of course misses. That one's on me. Sorry, Thunderbirds.
Jeepers.
Rebound to the Crusaders. They find Foley. Left-hand drive. Shot attempt no good, but she draws a foul. Feels like we've had a lot of fouls, but there really aren't that many on the board.
Bianca Brown picks up her second.
Free throw in the air for Foley is no good. She's still looking for her first points. She'll get another opportunity here as the official bounces her the ball. Her second free throw attempt is in the air, and that's pure. Michaela Foley is on the board. It's 54-16, Edgewood. Caitlin Frank passes up a screen, kicks it out to Funmaker, fakes a three, looking to drive. She fires out to the left wing and finds Maddie Gilbert. Back to Funmaker in the corner. Fires cross court to Frank. Three-point look, right wing. Off the iron, no good.
Oh!
Thunderbirds have really struggled from behind the arc tonight. I don't think they've hit a single triple, have they?
We do not have a triple, no.
They've had a few good looks, haven't been able to get them to go down. So, Ganiewicz gets the ball stolen away. Nice work by Funmaker, who gets it up ahead to Caitlin Frank. Doesn't have the numbers. She'll pull it out. There's Maddie Gilbert, right wing. Three-point look. That's a thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds.
Well, you didn't jinx that one.
Maddie Gilbert with a triple, and I'm off the hook with the reverse.
You are.
Jinx. Anna Miller driving on Frank. Draws a foul.
Mention that we don't have one again.
The Thunderbirds have yet to score 40 consecutive points this year. So let's make that happen. They got Frank with the foul. She's got four. Anna Miller at the line. She's had a solid night with 8 points. Her first free throw is a swish.
What did you just say? We have not scored 40 consecutive points?
Right, so it's time. We're due. I just called it 40 consecutive points. And we got a wholesale line change for the T-Birds. We've got Taylan Bell, Sabrina Hartman, Taylor Spurl, and Bella Brown checking in. As was that Miller's hitting the second free throw?
Yep.
I believe it was.
Did she hit the first?
So the T-Birds brought in a youth movement here off the bench, trailing 56-19, 13 minutes to go. I mentioned a lot of these T-Birds had played in the JV game. They're all out there on the floor now. There's a shot.
There we go,
no good,
Sabrina
but
Hartman.
Sabrina Hartman with the putback and score. Offensive second chance opportunity capitalized.
I have enjoyed watching Sabrina Hartman play both offensively and defensively when she's been in this season.
Edgewood now working it around. All of a sudden, they're up against some new faces on defense. We have five underclass subs in for the T-Birds. Miller looking to drive. Reverse layup. Ooh, that's pretty. Kisses it in off the glass. Right hand reverse layup. 12 and a half to go. It's 58-21 Edgewood. Taylor Spurls in the right corner. Looking for a teammate. She finds Sabrina Hartman. Nice post feed from Taylor Spurl. And Sabrina Hartman pays it off, kissing it in off the glass from the right block.
Back-to-back baskets for Sabrina.
On the other end, three-point look for Anna Miller is no good. Rebounded by Taylen Bell. Here come the T-Birds. This reserve unit doing some positive things here midway through the second half. There's a little give-and-go action from Brown to Bell. Bell shot attempt no good. Guess what? There's Sabrina Hartman tapping it back in, but into the hands of Gniewik, who kicks it up ahead for Foley. Layup, right side, left hand, good. My mistake, that was Macy Faust. That's her first bucket.
I listened to you.
60-23, yeah, don't do that. Whatever you do. Taylor Spurl swings it cross court. Ooh, was looking to anyway, and throws it out of bounds.
You talk about this young group of T-Birds. I am pretty certain that the JV record, I think they've had 18 wins this season.
So good times ahead, hopefully, for this program.
Yes, indeed.
Georgia Colum checks in, as does Agapi Gelamas. So both teams going to their benches here. We're not quite midway through the second half. Big score is 60-23, Edgewood leading Baraboo. Faust on the drive there. The ball's knocked out of bounds. And the T-Birds.
All right, turnover.
Let's see, we might have a turnover, but the officials are going to talk this one over. Crew getting together. It is indeed going to be Baraboo basketball. And we have a Baraboo boys hockey update from our friend Bacon Paff. They're playing Middleton, who's ranked number 3 in the state. They're currently losing 2-0 with 11 minutes left in the third period. They're holding their own. So thanks to Bacon for that. Here at Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium, the Thunderbirds are working the ball around the perimeter. We've got all freshmen and sophomores out there for the T-Birds. Looking for Sabrina Hartman in the lane. They find her. She's double-teamed, in trouble, and the ball is going to be tied up. That ball will stay here with the Thunderbirds. They'll inbound from beneath their own basket here.
She wasn't giving up the ship, that's for sure.
Bella Brown looking for an open teammate. Finds Taylen Bell, who's going to get it up to Hartman. Her shot attempt is no good, but she draws a foul on the right block. Sabrina Hartman doing nice work in the paint.
Oh, my gosh, and Taylen Bell, nice quick inbounds pass, nice quick pass to Hartman. Now she's at the line.
So Hartman's at the line. She's already got 4 quick points off the bench here in the second half. Her first free throw attempt is in the air and a little short off the rim.
Georgia Colum got called with her first foul for Edgewood. That's their third team foul for the second half.
Hartman dribbles and fires her second attempt. That's a little long off the back iron. Into the hands of Gielamas, who's looking to run. Her pass bounces off of Hartman, out of bounds. The Crusaders will keep it. Our halftime score was Edgewood 41, Baraboo 13. Now with under 11 minutes to go, it's the Crusaders 60, the Thunderbirds 23. Edgewood works an inbounds play for a three-point look from the right wing. No good for Foley, but she gets her own rebound and commits an offensive foul.
Wow. I can't remember the last time we've had an offensive foul called.
We have not had
one. Not very many.
And Coach Bale wants a timeout. It'll be Thunderbird basketball when we return to action. So once again, our sponsors for Baraboo High School athletic broadcasts are as follows. Pierce's Express Market, Baraboo State Bank, Freedom in Christ Assembly, Nautical Coffee, Don Rick Insurance and Tricor, Don Larson Superstore, SSM Health, Bunbury and Associates Realtors, Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance, and Countryside Portable Buildings.
You know, around the Badger Small tonight for basketball, girls basketball, most of our conference played a conference game on Saturday. And we didn't get to do that, or have to do that, which works good for me. But
doesn't cramp your social calendar.
It didn't cramp my social Saturday. So most of the games tonight, most of the teams are playing, and it's all non-conference. Sauk is hosting DeForest. Reedsburg is traveling to Mauston, and Portage is hosting Montello.
Now, Christy, I know you do a lot of research on the other teams around the area and how they're doing. So with the Thunderbirds getting paired up on the 20th with Sparta, what do we know about the Spartans? What kind of a matchup
will
that be?
You know what? I do not know very much about the Spartans. I do know that we played them earlier in the season, if I'm not mistaken. Hang on one second.
I think you are correct.
We lost by 6.
So
it was a good game. That was a Saturday game, yep.
A competitive matchup?
I do think it's going to be a competitive matchup.
Thunderbird basketball. Taylor Spurl walks it across midcourt. Thunderbirds set up their half-court offense. Once again, I'm Ben Bromley, joined by Christy Feld. Both teams have gone to their benches and their underclassmen here late in this game with Edgewood leading Baraboo 60-23. There's a nice-looking
feed
from Taylor Spurl, or not Taylor Spurl, from Peyton Stelzer to Sabrina Hartman, and Sabrina draws a foul. That's a nice-looking high-low action for the Thunderbird offense, and Hartman will shoot a pair. First free throw, no good. Hartman been doing good work, but she's struggled from the line here so far. You need that Goldilocks shot. Not too short, not too long, just right. Now that one's long. Taylor Sproul got a hand on it.
That's not Goldilocks, that's the Three Bears.
It ends up in the hands of Faust, who drives the distance. I should say that's Foley. I keep mixing those two up. Foley getting to the rim for two.
Did Goldilocks actually say it?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and the Three Bears.
It is, they're all part of the same story.
Well, you've had kids since I have.
And there's a Thunderbird turnover. You can tell it's a blowout when we're talking Goldilocks and the Three Bears. 10 minutes to go here. 39-point game. Edgewood on offense. Gniewicz near the top of the key. Now she moves to the left wing. Finds a teammate. Wide open three-point look for Faust. No good. Rebound kicked out of bounds. It'll go to the Thunderbirds. And we're going to have another line change. We're going to have, for the most, I think we're going to have all the Thunderbird starters check back in. But boy, that underclass unit did some excellent work off the bench.
They did a lot of excellent work. They worked it inside. They were able to get some shots off. They were able to put some points on the board. They were able to get to the free throw line. Anything I missed?
Nope. Edgewood basketball. They're working it around. There they find Gialamas, who draws a foul on the left block. Basket is good.
Leah Hess is going to pick up her second foul.
And she's going to get a free throw to boot. A three-point play opportunity for Edgewood. The free throw is in the air and good. Three-point play for Agape Gialamas.
That's a cool name. Agape Gialamas.
Thunderbird starters are back in the game. Caitlin Frank hands to Katie Funmaker. Funmaker swings it across to Gilbert. Hasn't been able to find her range on that left wing spot that she loves. Deja White down at the top of the key. Gets it to Frank, right wing. Caitlin wants to drive into traffic. Kissing it off the glass and good. Thunderbird's leading scorer with a bucket. 65-25. Edgewood now on offense, swinging it around. There's a three-point look. Top of the key, no good for Georgia Column. But offensive rebound, put back, no good. Deja White pulls away the rebound. Here come the Thunderbirds. Frank gives to Gilbert. Left wing, three-point look. Short, Funmaker can't save it. Edgewood basketball.
I had to take a look and see what would actually happen if we won against Sparta. Our next stop would be Onalaska.
Oofta.
In Onalaska. They're the number 2 seed.
Double Oofta.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
There is a travel. Or double dribble, yep. That's going to be a turnover for the Crusaders.
I feel like the refs are hesitating a little. Is there a time delay between what we see and what the referees see?
There seems to be.
Because I can call it from up here.
There's a tear in the space-time continuum here at
Baraboo
High School.
Do you think that's what it is?
Well, sometimes with a three-man crew, sometimes you wait to see if the other guy got it. And then when they don't, you blow the whistle. Caitlin Frank looking to drive into the lane. Left-hand shot, no good. Edgewood comes away with it. Gniewicz looking to penetrate. Gets all the way to the hoop. Shot attempt, no good. Maddie Gilbert's got the rebound for Baraboo. She crosses midcourt, finds Keaton's Funmaker. Back to Gilbert, does another three-point look. Left wing, oh, rattles out. She's had a tough luck night from beyond the arc. Rebound to Gialamas. She wants to go coast-to-coast again and does
exactly that.
With a nice-looking right-handed kiss from the left side of the hoop. Looking to find Deja White. Her shot attempt, no good, out of bounds. Baraboo will keep it. Nice looking dish from Maddie Gilbert to find Deja White open on the right block. Baraboo will get an inbound here from beneath its basket. Funmakers at the baseline, finds Frank. Frank's going to stop and pop, 7 feet, that's good. Frank continues to be the Thunderbirds' biggest offensive threat. Gniewick finds Faust. Who finds Tomlinson? Collum. Back to Tomlinson. And there's a near steal by Maddie Gilbert, but Edgewood's going to keep it. It's knocked out of bounds on the sideline.
When I was doing my stats for this week, I thought I read that Caitlin Frank had 400 points for the season thus far before tonight's game.
Very nice.
So that would put her at 413.
A couple of subs for the T-Birds. Deja White and Maddie Gilbert check out. They are replaced by Cassidy Gates and Bianca Brown. Gniewick has the ball out of the inbound and draws a foul. She penetrates, slicing through the lane, drawing contact. Looks like she's going to shoot a pair.
Katie Funmaker picks up her fourth foul.
Well, we know that Funmaker does not stand down from contact.
She doesn't, but I have to say that was a running through and getting all tripped up and jumped.
A bit of a bailout, perhaps. Gniewick's first attempt is no good. Now we are in a running clock situation with the 67-27 score. Gniewick's second free throw also misses. Can the T-Birds come away with it? They cannot. Crusaders grab the offensive rebound and reload their half-court offense. They swing it out. Three-point look for Collum. That's good. And that's Georgia Collum's first bucket of the evening. A triple from the left wing. And it's 69-27. Edgewood. There's a steal. Gniewick going the distance. Right-hand layup.
She did not get tripped up that time.
She's got eight off the bench. We're down to 5 minutes to play. Caitlin Frank kicks it out. Cassidy Gates, she's going to fire a long two. No good. Gniewick's got the rebound. She's getting her steps in here in the second half. Her pass to Tomlinson is knocked out of bounds. The T-Birds swatting that one away along the baseline.
Boy, and that's another Edgewood player that's a young member, as only being a sophomore.
Gniewick checks out. She is replaced by Faust. Edgewood will inbound from the baseline beneath its own basket. And right off the inbound play, there's a three-point look for Foley. No good, but a putback.
Macy Faust.
Faust with another bucket off the bench. Edgewood reserves doing some good work here against Thunderbirds, who still have a couple of starters in the lineup. We saw a lot of freshmen and sophomores earlier. 4 minutes to go. We wonder if we'll maybe see them again here. Thunderbirds operating offensively. Caden's Funmaker gets to the hole. Shot just rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound into the hands of Gialamas. Crusaders are going to set up their half-court offense. If I call him, swings it over to Tomlinson. Left wing. Three ball. Rattles in. Tomlinson, that's her third triple of the game.
That's that warm-up drill.
Yep. Caitlin Frank's going to look to answer with a three of her own. That's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound to Gialamas. Crusaders setting up their half-court offense. As I say that, there's a three in the air. Three-point attempt, no good for Faust off the left from the left
They're
wing.
Not waiting around.
Funmaker grabs, or I should say Frank grabs the rebound, looking to penetrate. She is fouled on a shot attempt. Caitlin Frank's going to shoot a pair.
Next Thursday should be senior night for our Baraboo Thunderbirds, and it will probably be, it is going to be their last game. At Baraboo High
Last
School.
Last home game, yes. Please join Christy and I, these very same channels, Thursday night for that game versus Stoughton. Frank, her first free throw attempt rolls in. And Maritza Ramirez makes her first appearance for the Thunderbirds, replacing Leah Hess. Second free throw attempt coming up for Frank. That's off the back iron, rattles out. No good. Rebound to Edgewood. That's Gialamas. Finds Tomlinson. 2.5 minutes to play. It's Edgewood 76, Baraboo 28. On the drive, Faust to Gialamas. Shot attempt, no good. Rebound to Brown. Hands to Frank, who's looking to score. Frank on the right wing, beyond the arc. Gives to Gilbert, top of the key. Gilbert hands off to Ramirez. Ramirez picks up her dribble, looking for a teammate. She's going to have a five-second count if she isn't careful. She finds Caitlin Frank on the baseline. Ooh, she couldn't quite handle the pass. Out of bounds. Turnover, Baraboo. Clock is running. Under 2 minutes to play. Edgewood's going to walk it up, crossing the timeline. A mix of starters and reserves out there for the T-Birds. Edgewood has gone to its bench. Shot attempt no good for Collum, but they get a second chance opportunity. Gialamas for two. She's been busy in her time off the bench here in the second half. On the other end, Caitlin Frank can't convert at the rim. Ramirez with a nice offensive rebound. Couldn't save it inbounds. It'll be out of bounds to the Crusaders.
So the seniors that we'll be honoring on Friday or Thursday night will be Deja White and Caitlin Frank, Bianca Brown, Gabby Hart.
Edgewood basketball. They're swinging it around. Under a minute to go. They lead by 50. Thunderbirds still working defensively. Crusaders patiently passing around the perimeter. They kick it out. Gialamas thinks about a three, thinks better of it. Tomlinson with a nice drive and dish. Finding Collum.
That's exactly the perfect way to do that, too. What a beautiful play.
Nice work by the Crusaders offensively. Baraboo down to its last possession. We're ticking down to about 10 seconds to go. It's 80-28. Caitlin Frank trying to kick it out to Cassidy Gates. It's knocked out of bounds off the hands of Foley. Thunderbirds will keep it. They're going to inbound from the sideline. No, they aren't. Time runs out in your final score. Madison Edgewood, 80. Baraboo, 28. We knew going in this is going to be a challenging matchup for the Thunderbirds. Obviously, the T-Birds coming in at 3-19, and the Crusaders coming in at 19-3, and their only three losses have come to one came to Arrowhead, and two came to McFarland, and those are some of the top teams in the state and some of the higher divisions. So they've definitely excelled against a high level of competition. The Crusaders are not only 19-3 overall; they're 10-2 in the Badger Small. So coming up for these two teams, like we mentioned, that the T-Birds are going to host Stoughton right here on Thursday evening. So please join Christy and I for that broadcast on these very same channels on 99.7 Max FM as well as on the NFHS network. As for our visitors, the Crusaders, they're going to host Sauk Prairie on Thursday. Another action that you can catch right here on these same channels. So Christy and I are bringing you the girls game Thursday night, but we'll also have the boys game for you Friday night. John Gunnell and I will be broadcasting when the Thunderbird boys host Edgewood here at the end of this week. All right, Christy, are you ready to tell us a little bit about the game statistics here tonight?
I am. Madison Edgewood did exactly what we thought they were going to do. They had balanced and even scoring with their players. They scored 80 points, so they have a lot of players in the scoring column. Maren Spatzer, ended the night with 14 leading all players. Anna Miller had 12. Maya Tomlinson had 12. Aaron Schauer had 8. Zana Ganowick had 8. I had to write that out phonetically because it was hard to say. Beanie Thompson had 6. And then there were a couple of other players in the scoring column. For the Baraboo Thunderbirds, Caitlin Frank ended the night with 14. Taylan Bell, Maddie Gilbert had 5. Deja White had 2. Katie Funmaker had 3, all from the free throw line. And Sabrina Hartman came in the second half and popped in 2 back-to-back baskets for 4 points.
Well, we knew that Edgewood had an impressive resume coming in, and they certainly delivered here tonight, Christy. They stifled the Thunderbirds with their full-court pressure and also just showed great versatility and just all-around exemplary play tonight.
They did, and their coach, Laura Stavnis, who they refer to as Stav, has been coaching for over 30 years and has a lot of wins under her belt and a lot of successful teams under her watch, and she just keeps coming back at us year after year after year with strong players and strong teams.
And like you mentioned, we may be getting an opportunity to watch them on television, perhaps, if they can get to the state semifinals. And some of the other teams we've seen here this year, McFarland coming to mind, of another team,
yep.
They think like, well, we just might see these guys again
yep.
down the road. Perhaps not as a Thunderbird opponent, but as a team that's playing on the big stage.
And then that's our conference, and that's who we're going to be rooting for, and that's outstanding.
Yes, the Badger Small definitely is representing itself well this year. Well, that's going to be it for us this evening. We're going to see you again here on Thursday night when Christy Feld and I bring you the Thunderbirds game versus Stoughton. We hope to see you then on 99.7 Max FM as well as on the NFHS Network. Have a great night.
Max FM, Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. A cloudy day for tomorrow, rain possible in the afternoon, high mid-40s. Maybe a dusting of snow later tomorrow night. Sunshine returns for Thursday mixed with some clouds, cooler, high mid-30s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Current temp is 30.
Nothing but maximum throwbacks all night long. Throwback Nation Radio with me, Tony Lorino, on 99.7 Max FM.
Max FM.
Yeah.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
And happy Galentine's Day. It's all ladies all night. Welcome to Throwback.
The songs you love to play from back in the day. This is Throwback Nation Radio.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know. I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know. Out that door, I swore that I didn't care, but I lost everything.
Another great one there, 99.7 Max FM.
Throwback Nation Radio.
Happy Valentine's Day. Celebrating women across the globe. It may be the guys on that battleship in the music video with Cher, but tonight it's all about the ladies the rest of the night, behind the guitars, behind the drum sets, taking over behind the microphones and showing their prowess as we celebrate female friendship, female music, and one of the best to pick up the guitar. Joan Jett is next.
Throwback.
On 99.7 Max FM.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Jen, nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text ROCK to 369-369 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text ROCK to 369-369. That's ROCK to 369-369.
On February 22nd, enter the world of Avatar, The Last Airbender, when the Fire Nation wages a violent war against civilization. The world's only hope rests with a young airbender named Aang. Together with his friends, Aang will go on an epic journey to master the four elements, water, earth, fire, and air, in order to gain the powers of the Avatar. Netflix brings the beloved series to life as a live-action spectacle like nothing you've ever seen before. Avatar, The Last Airbender, only on Netflix, February 22nd.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Max FM.
When you take a walk around your neighborhood and notice all the things that make it feel like home, one thing might be a little harder to notice because somewhere tucked in that neat row of houses is hunger. Over 30 million Americans don't know where their next meal is coming from. Together, we can provide a billion meals by 2030 because everyone should be welcome at the table. Learn more at nourishingneighbors.com. Let's break the cycle of hunger together.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. A cloudy day for tomorrow, rain possible in the afternoon, high mid-40s. Maybe a dusting of snow later tomorrow night. Sunshine returns for Thursday, mixed with some clouds, cooler, high mid-30s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Current temp is 30.
99.7.